Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead.
Yins guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Today is May 30th.
It's Friday.
Bucks had a day off yesterday. Tonight starts a tough series in San Diego. Do they have what it takes to get another series win?
Starting on Friday.
You guys made it to the end of the week. Good job. It was like that. Anyway, it's Friday. With a day off, you know, I've been wanting to do this quite a few times to actually start talking about some of the minor league players. And that's something that we don't talk a lot about on this show. So I want to talk a little bit about it today. You really can't do it too much earlier than this, right? But this is our last Friday of May. We're turning a page here. We're about, I think for most players, right around 40 games played at this point, and you're starting to get a feel for some of the guys. Now, I want to point out some guys that, in particular, I'm thinking, you know, there might be other guys that are doing well, other guys that are here or there, and I'll try to bring up some names you might know as well, but for the most part, I'm going to start off with some guys that I think maybe could be on the move a little bit, and it's aggressive. So just hear me out. We'll start off with probably the most talked about minor league bat. These are all going to be hitters. We're not going to talk pitching today because we always talk minor league pitching. And there's a lot of good there. But we don't always talk minor league hitters because we feel like there's just none of them. Well, let's talk about a few of them. Let's start off with Connor Griffin, who's playing the lion's share of his games at shortstop, which I was concerned that they were going to leave him out in center field. He's played some center field, but it has mostly been shortstop. Very good sign there. Just turned 19 in April. And listen to these numbers. 42 games, he's slashing 310, 361, 511. 8 home runs, 9 doubles, 9 walks. He does have 49 strikeouts, but 21 stolen bases. 8 home runs, 21 stolen bases. He's hitting 354 in May. And it seems like every night there's a 110-mile-per-hour rocket off his bat that shows up on Twitter or if you're watching the games. He's been very exciting. He seems more than, like, he seems bigger than 19. Seemed like he's ready to make that move already. And I know there's been people saying, move him, move him, move him. You can be aggressive with a guy like this, a first-round pick, big body, like he's not a kid, even though he's only 19. So I think there's a chance that you could see him move at some point soon. He's got to be the one of all these guys. He's got to be the one that you make a move with. And sometimes there are situations that I'll get to next that says, well, if he makes a move, is there another move you can make? So we're going to talk about that too. But first, Axial Plaz, I'm sure there's some that'll correct me there. Also 19 years old, he'll turn 20, I think, in August. Fourth in minor league baseball with 50 balls hit at 100 miles per hour or higher. And just to put that in comparison, Connor Griffin has 44. And so he's not far down that list when I looked it up. And everybody above him, I believe, are Anthony Roman, which seems like that could be right. Roman Anthony, who's MLB number one prospect, Boston number one prospect, 61. Alex Freeland for the Dodgers, who's their number four, and he's on the top 100, number 48. And Jonathan Long, who's the Cubs' number 13 prospect. And then it's Axial Plaz, who's Pirates' 28th ranked prospect, but putting up some pretty good numbers. Now, I should say, too, not all minor league stadiums are tracking this. So there's to be some, you know, there might be some other guys out there that maybe are playing where they're not being tracked. 41 games. 287, 363, 473. He's got 7 doubles, 7 homers, 14 walks, and just 29 strikeouts. 6 of those 7 homers have been in May. This is a guy that could. I don't know how he's doing behind the plate. There are places we could go to find more information about stuff like that, but the guy's killing the ball. 19, 20 years old. You could see him move up to Greensboro and see how he responds to that. You can continue to work on the catching. We're talking about low A to high A. So now let's talk about Greensboro. We understand that Greensboro is notorious for being a hitter's park. And so there's a couple guys. Actually, there's 3 guys on here, which is why you're going to get 3 guys. And, you know, I didn't look at the catching situation there. Maybe that's not important right now. Greensboro has Omar Alfonso, who's doing good, a 403 on base in 42 games, hitting 250 with 4 homers and 6 doubles. But there's, you know, Justin Mickness is maybe that. He's hitting 083. Giovanni Planchard hitting 094. So there's a spot for a catcher to come up. There's a spot. Anyway. The first guy that we have to say is the minor league leading home run hitter, I believe still a first base corner outfield, Esmerlin Valdez. He's 21, 46 games, slashing 297, 372, 611. That's not a 983 OPS. 37 RBIs, 15 homers, 10 doubles, 19 walks. He does have 51 strikeouts. In April, he slashed 338, 418, 625 with 6 homers and 18 RBIs. In May, the average is down, but he's still, he's 247, 320, 559, and he has 8 home runs. So his home runs have gone up a little bit. So he's still consistently producing and driving in runs. He's not being moved around by Connor Griffin or Plaz. And so you could say this kid could stick around a little bit more in Greensboro, mostly because of the strikeouts. So maybe, but the power could be a product of Greensboro. Those are legit numbers either way. I mean, we're talking 15 home runs. So I don't think you're going to go quite there, but it has been impressive nightly watching highlights of him hitting home runs. And I don't know, maybe a move would be coming soon, but you also could see him maybe stick around for a while. The second one is actually maybe because of Connor Griffin, but shortstop Javier Rivas is 22. He's a 6'6" shortstop. And he's played 27 games at short and 7 games at third. 42 games, slashing 308, 366, 535. 9 homers, 32 RBIs. 7 doubles, 11 walks, 38 strikeouts. If Griffin moved up, you could see them moving a guy like this to see how he reacts to going up to double A. He is 22, so you could see how he responds to that. Jack Brannigan right now is playing a lot of shortstop, but this kid could play some shortstop. He could play some third and, you know, maybe even just DH him a little bit. I mean, Altoona's got some flex that they could do. So maybe even Jack Brannigan, who's a little bit on the older side, could even move up to AAA and see how he responds to that. Not that he's killing the ball, but at some point when you get a certain age, it's just time. And I could see him doing that. But Javier Rivas could be a guy that maybe responds well to that promotion. Maybe. The last one I'll talk about, Michael Escoto, also 22 years old. He came over in the Jameson Taillon trade back in 21 from the Yankees, and he's the only one left. You had CSN in that deal. You had Ronzi Contreras and Miguel Yajure in that trade. And Escoto's the only one left. He was the young 18-year-old at that time or whatever it was that was coming over in the trade. There's some things to like about the player, but right now it's really kind of a breakout for him, and he's still 22 and in high A, and maybe there's a chance you push him a little bit. I don't know. Like I said, he doesn't have to, but it's a chance. First base mostly, I think, but plays a little bit of infield, corner infield. Actually, let me take a look real quick while I have it here, because it's worth looking at where he's been on the field this year to see how that lines up. So he's DH'd 8 times, left field once, shortstop twice, third base 8 times, 9 times at second, 11 times at first. He's essentially infielder. That one game, 7 innings in left field, maybe that's something. Yeah, I mean, he's played 4 games in left field. He's mostly played shortstop, but he has been moved a little bit off of shortstop. I guess it's close still, but last year it was more third base than it was shortstop and first base. So moving to the corners a little bit, maybe trying to foster some of the power. I don't know. 38 games, 319, 370 on base, 525, 9 doubles, 6 homers, 34 strikeouts. Again, that's less than games played. So for some of these guys, it's been more. 18 stolen bases for Escoto. He just hit 2 homers on the 28th. I'm not sure about the home runs, though, because I think only one of them have been on the road, the other 5 in Greensboro. So that's something there. But a 370 on base is not something to ignore, especially when you have 18 stolen bases. So I think that's something to watch for. And he's versatile around the infield. And I think, you know, that could be somebody at 22 years old that you could move up to Altoona. So then we'll go to Altoona. There's really only one guy, but this is where I say I have to bring up Tamar Johnson because he's the guy that you want to hear about. He's not doing bad. I just don't think it's promotion time yet. He's walking a lot. On base percentage is 357. He's slugging, but he's still 20 years old. He could use more time. I think double A is a really important level in the minor leagues. Triple A is kind of a mixed bag with a lot of maybe like players just trying to get back to the majors. So you got some older players. You've also got a lot of experienced players there. And at 20 years old, I think that spending some extra time in double A and getting some time there, which they say is going to be mostly with, they used to say, if you want to know how a guy's going to hit in the major leagues, go back and look at his double A numbers. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I don't know if it's still the same as it used to be, but you could look back at a guy and look what he did in double A and then say, yeah, this is what he's doing in the majors, at least close to. Like I said, I'm not sure if it's the same as it used to be, especially with less levels of minor league. Maybe there's some more guys getting pushed up there earlier, but I don't know. But either way, no reason to rush Tamar Johnson at 20 years old right now. That's a good place for him to be. 3 years older is a guy that is starting to become a little bit interesting. I'll stay a little bit, but we'll see. Mitch Jebb, center field, second base. And there's just a lot of people talking about him. I've had a couple of people ask me about him. And it's one of those guys that I'm kind of like, man, I think I just said it to somebody this week. I said, I'll just wait to see what I see. But because of the fact that I got people talking to me about it, I'm going to bring him up. 44 games, 306, 401 on base, 363. This is a guy that hasn't hit a home run yet. And he's still got a 401 on base. They're not pitching around this guy. He's got two triples. He's got five doubles, 25 walks, 25 strikeouts in 44 games. And he swiped 16 bags. He's not going to slug a lot. And because of that, he's going to rely on the old kind of hit it where they ain't. His 360 batting average on balls in play kind of shows that a little bit. And it's maybe a little high that this average could come down. But for those guys that aren't trying to hit the ball super hard all the time and they're trying to place it, you can naturally have a little bit of a higher batting average on balls in play doing that. Same as a guy who hits the ball very hard tends to find more spots and can elevate his BABIP that way. So it's a little bit of a similar situation, but completely opposite, if you might say. So Mitch Jebb is a guy that is 23 years old, and he can play center field. He can play second base. Maybe this is a guy that you move. Probably, if you want to think about what Mitch Jebb could be, it's probably the guy that you think Jiwon Bae should be. Even though Bae will hit for a little bit of power, Bae will do some other things. Mitch Jebb's more the guy that you thought that Bae would be. I don't know. We'll see. Nobody really in AAA right now. It's kind of not even worth talking about it. We want to get into the Padres series. Nick York is starting to hit better. 309, 333, 407 in May. That's good. I think he's still striking out. I think it's probably a situation where when Gonzalez comes back and you have another option at second base behind IKF, I'm sorry, shortstop, then I think maybe you could bring him up in place of Triolo and let Triolo figure it out in AAA for a little bit. I don't know. Either way, there are more exciting hitters than we think in this organization. There's just not any of those. I mean, outside of Connor Griffin, there's the hype is all pitching in this minor league system. It's not a ton of bats. And that's obviously part of the frustration of a lot of fans, and it makes sense. But there are a few guys. They're just, like I said, they're just mostly role players. They're still going to have to figure out how to get, if Connor Griffin can turn into it, that he's the exception to this. But and maybe even Tamar, even Tamar though, I think he's going to come in and mostly be like, he's not a 3-4 hitter. He's mostly going to be a supporting player, a good player. I think he can be. I think the bat's going to play, but I don't know. Not a lot in this system, but there are some bats, and there are some bats that could still improve. So let's talk about the weekend series before we get out of here. It is Friday, and they do play San Diego tonight in San Diego to close the month of May. Early in May, we face San Diego, and they swept us at home. So maybe we have better pitching matchups. In that series, we had Keller, Falter, Heaney lined up. That's the same three pitchers we have lined up this time. They are one off. They threw Cease, Vasquez, and Steven Kolek. This time we face them, it'll be Nick Pivetta and then Cease, Vasquez. So Keller versus Pivetta tonight, Falter, Cease tomorrow night, Heaney, Vasquez Sunday afternoon. They'll have Jackson Merrill in the lineup this weekend. The Pirates have been playing better, but this one kind of has a 2-1 series loss written all over it. That's just what to expect on the road against a good team. Padres are 31-23. They're only two games behind the Dodgers. They're 18-9 at home this year. So, like I said, you hope to take one. If you win a series, then this team is truly playing really well right now. And I think there's no way around that. The last three series, like we talked about it was a split in the middle with two series wins against teams that are hovering around 500, which is where the Pirates should be. I'm going to sound like a broken record there, but that's what it is. This team is better than them. A couple 9:40 games tonight and Saturday, and then Sunday's game doesn't start till 5 p.m. So we'll have all of it on Sunday. Thanks again for listening. Head over to YouTube on Sunday night. Join me and Jake for the live show. It's a lot of fun. We like interacting with the chat on Sunday nights. Please come hang out and subscribe while you're there. We need to get those subscribers on YouTube up. Let's do that. Have a great Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend. Can't believe it's almost June.
Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Thanks for listening, guys. As always, let's go Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go Bucks.
Friday.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.